Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B. You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for Outstanding Achievement in Record or Radio. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B. And I'm the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she said, Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us all. That was my dear sister right there. I have a quote from Isaiah Jesse Murat from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. He was on the show as the producer for acapella group Divine Experience with one of the lead vocalists, Brandon P.K. Smith from Tampa, Florida. Isaiah said, I really appreciate this quote from Isaiah. He said, my radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me. I have a quote from Brian Malone from Committed Acapella Chorus from Rogersville, Alabama. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. I have a quote from Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella music on. I have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. He says, Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man. He said, I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music. I have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He says, Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere because we need you. I have a quote from my dear brother Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period. That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. I have a quote from my dear brother, Anthony Blunt. He's the radio host of the Gospel Train. It airs on Sunday morning on Facebook Live at 7:30 a.m. And this show also airs on 94.7 FM, WWBC 1510 a.m. in Rockley, Florida. He said the same thing during our interview on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. I have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Maiden Acapella Ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. I have a quote from comedian Tim Project from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, there are many great Stevies in the world, like Stevie Wonder that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know about my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy Stevie B. I have a quote from Cali JT from Los Angeles, California. He's with acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, Stevie B puts the A in acapella music. Stevie B is awesome. Stevie B is amazing. Now, I have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the NACAMA Awards. Now I'm going to do this quote in Al Pratt's voice. He said, Stevie B, the acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated. Not only is he the hardest working, I'm telling you, he's the smartest working DJ in acapella music, Stevie B. Now, that's an Al Pratt's voice. I have a quote from my dear brother Ali Zell from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. And I have a quote from Hammond Burke. This is the last quote from Hammond Burke. He's the creator of the Shellcaster Network, and he's from Plano, Texas. He said, Stevie B is the ambassador of the world of acapella. I like that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
All right, let me get this big iron bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. But you can't be the blaster master unless you're dropping bombs on your radio show. I said boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh, yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Committed Acapella Chorus, and many, many more. We're for our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to my send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm trying to lift up your spirit with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night. And Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
At the bottom of the hour, we'll be featuring my song of the week. Want to feature a song and tell you a little bit about the artist. And this song will get two plays on the show tonight. And we also want to dedicate this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. We'll also be featuring on the broadcast my Funny Bones. You know I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. We'll be featuring two comedians on the show tonight. And also during the broadcast, we'll have my shout-outs. Now, these are just some people I've been in contact with, whether it be here on social media, or people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Liberty. It's no longer Fort Bragg. It's Fort Liberty, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. And I've actually been meeting people who never even heard acapella gospel music, so it's just a thrill for me just to be able to introduce them to this great music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on our Friday night. So I just want to show them some love and let them know how much I really do appreciate their love and support for these radio shows. And I also have a feature on the broadcast called My Monthly Triple Spin. So for the entire month, I'll be featuring an acapella group or an artist, and I'll be featuring three of their singles for every show for the entire month, with the exception of my top 20 countdown show. I have a new feature called My Old 100s, and I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. She said, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I considered what she said, and of course she was right. So I came up with the feature, My Old 100s. You know, she was with me from the beginning, and we really do miss her. So we just want to keep her memory alive. So you got Stevie B, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
As I go through my playlist tonight, I will be announcing the previous interviews with the various acapella artists and producers and writers as well that I have interviewed on these radio shows in the past few years. I'll tell you what episodes they appeared on as I go through my playlist tonight. So you can go back and listen to those episodes on the various musical platforms, wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from. Just search for Stevie B Media Productions, whether it be on Spotify, Pandora, Apple iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube, Deezer, just to name a few. If I did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio, I will also tell you what episodes those recorded version shows are on as well. Now, if you have never heard any of my recorded version shows, all that is I recorded the live show over again using the same playlist. I just took my voice out of the show. Now, some people say that's a blessing. I don't know, but that's just what they say. And the sound quality is excellent. It was done in beta high fidelity, so I think you'll really enjoy what you're hearing on my recorded version shows. Now, these recorded version shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio on Deezer and also on Amazon Music. Just search for Stevie B recorded versions, all right?
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
My upcoming events on tonight's show, my special guest is the acapella group out of Tallahassee, Florida, Just Us. Oh, I am looking so forward to talking to these brothers on the broadcast tonight. And I have a single from their latest, I don't know if this is their only CD, but I do have a single from them that we'll be featuring in my Song of the Week. And we're going to chop it up in that segment. So looking forward to talking to them on the show. And also on July the 19th, we doing my top 20 countdown show. I changed my scheduling for that show. I'm no longer doing the top 20 countdown show every month. Now I'm doing it every quarter. So every 3 months, I'll be doing my top 20 countdown show, but I will be doing it for this month, July the 19th. And the next show will be in October, and then we'll be following every quarter after that, January, April, July, October. We're going to run it like that. And then on July the 26th, my special guest on that show will be Corey Felton from Rockledge, Florida. He has a new single that we'll be debuting on that show. Corey said he's sitting on a ton of music just like George G, so he wants to come on the show like George G has been doing and debuting some of his new music on the broadcast. So we look forward to having him on the broadcast. Also, George G from Broker Town, Florida, he's also an active member of the group, that international group, Straight Company. So he's going to be on that show as well. And let's see what we got going on here on, also on July the 26th, my man Anthony Carter out of Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, him and his daughter, Carmel Kamane from Carter from Chicago, Illinois, be on that show. He has a new single that they'll be debuting on that show. So I'm looking forward to them on that show as well. Then on August the 2nd, there's no show scheduled on August the 2nd, but on August the 9th, my special guest will be Keith Lancaster. He's from the Acapella Company from Nashville, Tennessee. Looking forward to talking to Keith on that broadcast. Then on August the 16th, that's my family reunion weekend, ladies and gentlemen. So there won't be a show scheduled for that Friday night. On August the 23rd, my special guest will be Corey Felton again. And on August the 30th, George G will be on that broadcast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Now I'm doing a show on the weekend on CapellaRadio.com. That's CapellaRadio.com out of Memphis, Tennessee. So if you are a lover of acapella gospel music, I think you'll really enjoy what you're hearing on Capella Radio on the weekend. So who's on the playlist tonight? We have some new singles from Exodus 2.0 out of Los Angeles, California. Run Walker out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Steve Adams out of Houston, Texas. Straight Company out of Louisville, Kentucky. Javis Davis out of Miami, Florida. And many, many more.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
So enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music.
Kicking off the show, I have a double play. My man Darryl Barnett out of Los Angeles, California. His single, Wife, is from his 2018 album, Way to Go. And we debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode number 61. Also did a recorded version of that live show. That's episode number 8. And this song was also the 2018 Nakama Song of the Year. And Darryl is an active member as well of the international recording artist group Straight Company. And that'll be followed by Darryl Smith out of Hollandale, Florida. He has a new single, The Lifter of My Head. And this song features Duff Cedric Clark and Karen White as well. And Darryl's also a former member of the Four Christian Stars. Enjoy this double play kicking off the show. Darryl Barnett and Darryl Smith. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos. Enjoy the show.
Give me a chance just to say how I feel. It may hurt you, but what I'm seeing is real.
We can't stand apart.
Sometimes it hurts, Lord. Sometimes it hurts, Lord. It hurts so bad. Sometimes it hurts, Lord. It hurts so bad. I walked away, Lord. I went astray. Even though you love me, I disobeyed. Lord and
wiped away my tears. You brushed the dust off my feet, Lord. Then you smiled at me. You held my head up high, Lord. Then you looked at me and said that I'm your father. You're a part of me.
Rub my head, if it wasn't for you, I probably would be dead.
Yeah.
Said, Lord, you are the glory.
Yeah.
Lift her up my life,
if it
wasn't
for you,
hey. I probably would see the light. So I praise you every day, bless me by the way, never cease to pray, I give my all to you, even though it hurts, I put in the work, cause you keep putting me first, you see the good in my words.
Play hell, really don't care, I'm blessed, feel like a millionaire, glory land way, we gon' get there, victory is mine and it's going there, when I fall down, you pick me up, head in the ground, you lift me up, and I be moving, so I'm pretty much stuck, bet you on the ground and I'm not giving up.
You are my Redeemer.
A shout out to Mickey Draper. She lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mickey Draper, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out. I told you I wasn't going to forget about you.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts, singer of No Mistakes and album I Forgive You, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Anissa Rebels from Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
I thank him for the spirit. You know they help me overcome.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
For my song of the week, coming up after my double play, we have my special guest on the show tonight, Just Us, out of Tallahassee, Florida. Looking forward to talking to those gentlemen on the broadcast. Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. My man Corey Felton out of Rockledge, Florida. He has a new single, Give Jesus a Try. You're going to love this song. That'll be followed by Exodus 2.0 out of Los Angeles, California. They have a new single. I just love these new singles. The Lord is in this place. This is their new single from their 2023 album, The Lord is in His Place. It's the title track. And this group features Terry Moore Mays from Temple, Texas, and Khaled JT, John Eberson from Los Angeles, California. Enjoy this double play, Corey Felton and Exodus 2.0. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Why don't you give my Savior Jesus a try? Put all your cares in this world aside. Trust in Jesus. He will give everything you need in your life. Give my Jesus a try. Put all your cares in this world aside. Trust in Jesus. He will give everything you need. What are you looking for? Running around this world.
that you've lost. Running around this world, trying to find that place that you only see in your dreams. Let me tell you something I think you should know. That place in your dream is for real. I have a friend, he's made a way. Just trust him, believe in you.
Jesus, a try.
Just give him one try.
Give my Jesus the child.
Oh, yeah.
All your cares in this world.
Why don't you give
precious word was heard. Oh, the effect, it was something special. Families came to know God. But the special thing that stood out was that your spirit came down. Lives were changed and sinners were no longer lost because the Lord. I know the Lord is in this place. I can feel Him. I can feel Him moving. I can feel Him.
A shout out to Ryan Brock. He works with Caliber Collision. He lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Ryan Brock, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is your dude, West Coast Black, a.k.a. Uncle Black from the West Coast Boys, representing California. Sitting in the lab, the sweatbox, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mario McKinnon coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Y'all keep listening.
For everything He's done, I got to praise the Lord.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone. And you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here. Stevie B's media production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
On tonight's broadcast, we'll be featuring the acapella group Just Us out of Tallahassee, Florida. Now, gentlemen, before I bring you on the broadcast, because I have so many of you, I'm going to go ahead and open up your mics. Now, once I open up your mics, go ahead and mute yourselves and just unmute yourself when you get ready to speak, because I don't want to have all this background noise, because I won't be able to hear you because I have so many on the call tonight, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and open up your mics and go ahead and mute yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and mute yourselves once I open up your mic. I can hear the background noise already. Please mute yourselves.
Mike, mute your mic.
Okay. Please mute yourselves.
Did I do it?
No, I still hear the background noise. Okay. Now, this is what we're going to do. Now, everybody's mic is open now. So go ahead and introduce yourselves to my listening audience. This is the group Just Us, ladies and gentlemen, out of Tallahassee, Florida. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
You got Chef Brian Brown. You got Chef Brian Brown here.
All right. Tell us where you're from, Chef.
Well, we're originally from South Florida, originated in Tallahassee, Florida. And I am in Atlanta, Georgia now.
All right. Who else we got?
You got Marcus Reams here. Born in Tampa, Florida, raised in Tallahassee, where, of course, I met the rest of these clowns, but living in the Atlanta area now.
All right. Who else we got?
We got Reggie Miner. I was born and raised in San Diego, California, but came here to Tallahassee to go to college, and I ended up staying.
All right. Please mute yourself if you're not talking. Please mute yourself. You got too much background noise. Go ahead. Who's next?
I think that you might.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever had this many artists on the show at one time.
That's the one.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, this is Leroy Miles. I'm from Tampa, Florida, but I went to school at Tallahassee, and that's where I met everyone at.
Okay, sounds good. Who else we got? Now, can you just imagine how this would have been? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is Eric Robinson. Originally from Miami, by way of Tallahassee. Been there in 1996, and that's where I met the fellas.
Sounds good. If you're not talking, please mute yourself. I can hear all this background noise. And can you imagine how this would be if everybody didn't have themselves muted?
Right. I can tell you right now, that's Big Mike, and we all going to have to choke him out. That's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
it's Mike. It's you, Mike. You're on a conference call with me.
Okay, go ahead. Who's next? Who we got next? Has everybody introduced themselves?
And you got Marcus Brown here.
All right, Marcus.
I'm Tallahassee, Florida. I'm getting ready to drive over and choke out on Big Mike.
Big Mike, turn that TV down back there, Big Mike.
Right.
Turn your TV down. Turn it down. We can hear everything. Who else we got?
Turn it on.
Who else we got?
Go ahead, David.
My name is Dalen Brown. I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. Raised in Orlando, though. I'm the son of Marcus Brown.
Okay. Now I met you, right?
Oh, you met me before?
Yeah. Didn't I meet you a few weeks ago? Weren't you here in North Carolina?
You might have won a different thing.
No, you met Mark.
Okay. All right. Who else we got? Has everybody introduced themselves?
I'm here. I think
Mike. Now, where Big Mike at?
Mike on the phone. I'm right here.
Okay, Big Mike. Go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
All right. Big Mike.
Michael Brown. One of the Browns.
One of the Browns. You causing all that trouble tonight, Mike.
you right. I'm sorry about that.
It's all good.
You don't know how to operate your phone. That's what happened.
Now I met you, right, Mike?
Yes. In Alabama, I believe it was.
Yes, yes. Now, ladies and mm-hmm. gentlemen, has everybody introduced themselves now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chef, we got a little history here before we start talking about the group Just Us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a little history now here with Chef Brian Brown. Chef Brian Brown,
sir.
You want to tell us about the little history that we got together?
Well, I had a tour going around the country, and my spokesperson, my MC, was Mr. Stevie Butler, Stevie B.
Stevie B, that's me.
Yes, sir. That's my man.
Hey, brother, I certainly appreciate the opportunity. I really do. I never thought I'd be doing something like that.
We going again, preacher.
All right.
We going again, preacher.
All right, now.
What's up?
Now, let's go ahead and talk about this group, Just Us. Now, tell us how this group got together. Who started this group? Who's the brainchild behind this group?
Well, Just Us, basically originated out of the church that we were attending in Tallahassee there. Eric Robinson, when I got there for school and right after the Olympics in 96, I met part of the Brown family. There was Mark Brown, Mike, and Jeff, the other brother.
Whoa. Did you say 96 or 86?
96.
Yeah, it was like 88. It was 88.
The group was established in 88?
Yes.
Yeah.
So the group was established in 88, but you did your album in 1994. Now,
yep,
you just have that one album, right?
Yes.
Now,
we have another one that was partially done, but one of your other guests that comes on every now and then, Brother George G., he could probably tell you more about that.
George G. George G.
Yeah,
George G. George G. Are you on here?
Yeah. He
man, Stevie B. Let me tell you something. Jeff Brown family. let me tell you what they did. Man,
oh,
I was thumbing on the highway.
We
man, they
George
picked
G.
me up. They picked me up off of 65. We went to Huntsville, Alabama. We started producing their album, and they left me in the studio
say
with
it ain't
that
so.
Album unfinished. Man,
say it ain't
I could
so.
Jump through the I could jump
say
through the phone
ain't.
And slap all of them in the mouth. Can't believe it. And not only that, I'm talking about, man, this album is so cold.
Oh,
I mean, it's smoking because these brothers can go. And, man,
wow.
we had the magic. You know, they had a high producer.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't bragging, but you know, Bro Freeman said, poor dog won't wave his tail. But, man, triggered again, man.
Okay.
They left me in the studio in Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah. I'm going to let
now,
y'all
George,
know. Goodbye.
Now, George, I know you've been carrying that for a long time, George. I know you've been carrying that for
Oh, yeah. See, because he didn't say none of that last time he started the search.
I got it out. I'm over it. Brothers, will y'all forgive me? I desire the prayer for the group that I may grow stronger in the Lord.
Hey, man.
George, you still a man. We waiting.
Hey, now tell us now, is there any possibility now that this album can get finished?
It can.
Yeah.
Stevie B, this album is so cold, man. I mean, these cats is doing some phenomenal work. And they just disappeared on me.
They just up and disappeared. They just up and disappeared. Ain't nobody told you nothing.
They disappeared like Enoch disappeared with the Lord. They just walked out.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Now that we got just us on here now. Okay, just us. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened. Why y'all disappear on George G?
Well, some of us kind of took that fall. Some of us got a little sick, and it lasted a little while. So now we ready to come on back in.
All right.
And George, you still the man, George. You still the man. We waiting. We ready.
All right.
I'm humble that you would let me finish this album. And even if you want to get someone else, I'm okay. But the songs that I produce for you, I'm very, very satisfied with them. And, man, you all are just a wonderful group, wonderful inspiration. And listen, I'm going to get out of here because this is about y'all this evening. And so I'm going to just jam on out and just listen in, man. God bless y'all. Love y'all.
Hey, Chef, I had to surprise you with that, Chef.
Yeah, you got me with that.
Yeah, you did. Hey, but I was just listening to one of the tracks of the day with George on it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too funny.
Now tell us about this 1995 album. Now, I've heard a few tracks from this album, and what I've heard, I really enjoyed what I heard. But the single that I'm going to play tonight for my song of the week is Canaan's Land. That's the single that I'm playing.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
us who wrote this song. Who wrote this song, Canaan's Land?
He wrote it as a song, but I ended up doing it as a rap.
Who wrote the song?
Eric Robinson.
Eric Robinson. Now I got
Eric,
a chance to meet Eric.
Eric had a bunch of songs, and he had a little folder, so I would go through the folder, and that happened to be one of the songs. Instead of singing it like he wanted it, I ended up doing it as a rap.
All right. Now, before I let you guys go, give us a fun fact about this group for our listeners. Give us a fun fact about this group. Now, we already know that y'all gonna choke Mike Brown out. We already know that. But give us a fun fact about this group.
Everybody got a nickname.
Okay.
From something that happened while we were on tour or something like during the show.
Yeah, give us a fun fact.
The heat miners. The fun fact about us is that everybody has a nickname, and that nickname came from something stupid we did, something crazy we did while we were touring and performing, and so everybody just developed a nickname, and we go by them nicknames today.
All right. Now, is there anybody you all want to give a shout out to before we let you go close this segment?
Oh man, we got a you can do a whole show of shout outs.
but you know what? Let's give a shout out to Brad MacArthur. He's normally here with us. He's been singing with us, but he couldn't make it tonight.
Right. Yeah. And what about Inner City Singers? Yes, sir.
Oh man.
Inner City Singers, Brother Elijah Bush Senior.
Okay.
And Brother Robert Ivory Senior.
Now, what's the connection with the Inner City Singers with this group?
Well, Brother Bush was our first minister in South Florida.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, he's always been a singing minister. And so he's always encouraged us to sing, him and my father and my grandfather. And Brother Ivory, I believe, used to come over from Winnahaven. And they used to sing. You met our pops.
Yes, sir.
That
yes, sir.
Was a strong song leader, man.
Okay.
And he sings as well. So with him and Brother Bush and Brother Ivory and my grandfather, Wilbert D. Shields, was the gospel preacher in South Florida.
they kind of, you know, played into what we do today. Brother Bush and Brother Ivory told us they had the traditional style of acapella gospel wrapped up. What we were doing, we were doing something 30 years ago that a lot of groups are just now starting to get to today, and that's doing hip-hop acapella gospel.
Okay.
And we were doing hip-hop acapella gospel and singing and doing the vocal harmonies, you know, as the background track, doing the beatbox and everything. The CD, and just to remind folks that when they hear this song, that song was recorded 30 years ago.
30 years ago. Real nice.
So,
hey, make sure you tell your pops I said hello.
Man, you know I'm going to do that. You know,
yeah, I really enjoyed talking to him.
Even
yeah.
I want to say hello to him.
Huh? What was that?
No, I was cracking on my dad.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I'm
gentlemen.
Crazy, man.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much for riding with us on The Blast tonight. I really enjoyed the show tonight.
Oh, yes. Brother, this was awesome.
Yeah, I had to surprise you with George G, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we got... Yeah, man. I do stuff like that from time to time, you know.
Man,
we hang up on Mike.
This ain't the last time we own.
Huh?
Hang up on Mike.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we got just us on the broadcast with us tonight from Tallahassee, Florida. We have a single from their 1995 album, Just Us, entitled Canaan's Land. You're going to love this song. Hey, gentlemen, thank you for riding with us on the blast tonight. Just us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
you, Bob. Right.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
P.O.P.
All right.
Hold it down.
All right, Mike. Mike.
Stevie B's Song of the Week. Thank you.
I'm going. Bumpus from Rochester, New York, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Hey, 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 y'all.
This is Cool Debris, and you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Thank you in advance.
I'm so unworthy of the calling that you placed on me. Then I remember that my life is not just mine, but a precious gift, so that you're
Stevie B. And if you just do it,
Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
She's a record, baby.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Well, I did a wildlife club. It's a big deal in North Carolina. The North Carolina Wild, the Triangle Wildlife Club. Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and they got a Triangle Wildlife Club. Okay, here's what they're big into, deer hunting. Now, I hunted deer when I was a kid and a teenager and in college. But here's the difference, and I discovered this just this year. When I was a kid and I hunted deer, they considered that an outdoor recreational activity. Somewhere in the intervening years, it has become a sport. It's in the sports page. And I said to them that night, I said, you know, I used to hunt deer, so forth and so on. And you guys think it's a sport? You guys, and they're all nodding yes. I said, well, call me picky. But sport to me implies, oh, I don't know, athletic ability. Because I got to tell you, when I was a kid and I hunted, I had a .30-06, which is a high-powered rifle, with a scope, which, if you don't know, is essentially a telescope, which means when I was hunting for deer, I didn't have to expend the energy to squint. Yeah. I said to the North Carolinians, I could understand it being a sport if by North Carolina law you had to, I don't know, chase a deer down, choke him to death. You know, a little hand-to-hoof combat. I said to him, look, you name me, I said to him, name me one other sport where your opponent has no idea he's playing. I said, you know, until the opening gun goes off, the deer has no idea he won the coin toss and elected to receive. It's 0-1 before he knew what hit him. Now, and what is your first name, our deer hunting friend? What is your?
Dean.
Dean? D-E-A-N, Dean?
D-E-A-N.
D-E-A-N. And Dean, now in this state, do you have to wear, when you hunt, do you have to wear the orange vest and orange cap?
I believe so.
Yes, you do. And why is that, Dean? Do you know why is that? It's safety, so that another hunter will not mistake you for a deer. Everybody's nodding. Let's ask ourselves the comedy question. What's wrong with this picture? We're apparently in this state selling high-powered rifles and ammunition to humans who cannot distinguish other human from deer. It would seem to me, Dean, a simple leg count would do the trick. See, here's my philosophy, Dean. If I'm in the woods on all fours, shoot me. I think, Dean, if this is the case with, and we shouldn't have a background check to buy a rifle. There should be an IQ test. And you know what I was thinking, Dean? See, what do you think? A photo lineup. You know, bunch of deer and a guy. And I'll make it easy. Famous deer, Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet. And if you can't pick out that guy, no gun for you, Elmer Fudd. But, Dean, you know what? You and I both know this. We're laughing. But every year in this country, some somebody mistakes another somebody for a deer and plugs him. Yes. Yes. I had a friend that happened to. And the good news is he was just winged. A couple of, you know, in the shoulder. A couple of stitches, night in the hospital. He's fine. But he said, Frank, you know where I was? He goes, I was in my backyard pruning a tree. You know, Dean, I've seen a lot of deer. Never seen one could do that with their antlers. See, as a comedian, Dean, I wish I could have been in the woods with the two hunters right before the one hunter pulled the trigger just to hear the conversation that led up to it. Hey, Bob.
What?
I think I see a deer.
Where?
On that ladder. Dean, it gets worse. I told that story in Georgia, and a guy came up and he said to me, do you guys know what a tree stand is? It's like a tree house where you, from which you hunt deer. He said he had a buddy in a tree house, a tree stand, in Orange, in the proper amount of Orange, who the other hunter claimed he mistook for a deer. in the tree wearing orange. I think I see a deer. Where? In that tree. And he's in disguise.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And be not conformed to this world.
but be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. That you may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. On another level.
Yeah, we gotta learn how to give.
On another level.
Oh, we gotta rear our children. Yeah.
On another level.
We gotta be better examples on
another level.
Oh,
yeah.
We gotta love each other
on another level.
Oh, protect our mothers and fathers
on another level.
On another level.
On another level.
We gotta build stronger families
on another level.
On another level. So that we all can live together
on another
and
level.
Be
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Peace and love, everyone. This is your girl, Genesis Archer from Jacksonville, Florida, and you're listening in to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Good day, family. It's your boy, George G, a.k.a. George G International, G-G-I-G to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh, yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast, your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
This is a program reminder. Stevie B Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. The telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. The website is www.blogtalkradio.com/gospel light radio show. On Tuesday, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord radio show, every second, third, and fourth Tuesday of the month. On the second Tuesday of the month, the show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be making their proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And also during that show, we will have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our communities. I have two co-hosts on that show, Lou Gilbert. He is the evangelist for the Overbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Isa Mullins, he serves with the Church of Christ in Cary, North Carolina. Then on the third Tuesday of the month, that show will air from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Dr. Entherica Lane. She's a board-certified obstetricianist and gynecologist. She serves with the Church of Christ at Kennedy Heights there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She'll be hosting her show, Conversations with Dr. Lane. And on the fourth Tuesday of the month, the show will air from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Paul Sanders. He's the evangelist for the Smithsonian Church of Christ in Florence, Alabama. And he'll be hosting his show, The Paul Sanders Show. And then on Thursday evening, I'll be hosting a live show, The Gospel Light Radio Show. And that show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And there are eight co-hosts on this show. Clay Phillips from the state of Georgia, Dr. Frank Washington Jr. from the state of Florida, Steve Corder from the state of Illinois, Manuel B. Jonathan from the state of Alabama, Glenn McMillian from the state of Texas, Stanley Hubbard from the state of Indiana, Brian Christian Coleman from the state of New Jersey, and Yusuf Ford from the state of Indiana. And these gentlemen will be presenting lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my social media platform on Facebook called Shout It Out. I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. Then on Friday night, I'm hosting the live show, Stevie B Acapella Gospel Music Blast. This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award for Outstanding Achievement in Record or Radio. This show will air from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this show, I am playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the Sweet Sounds of Voices, and we're also interviewing artists, producers, writers. We'll be debuting new music on the show as well, and we'll also be featuring old music as well. Every third Friday of the month, we have a Top 20 Countdown Show. We also have on-demand episodes. There's a variety of musical platforms that you can listen to these shows on: Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, just to name a few. Just search for Stevie B Media Productions. And we also have recorded version shows. These recorded version shows were album debuts mostly. So the same playlist was used from the live show on that Blog Talk Radio website. The sound is done in beta high fidelity, so the sound quality is excellent. These shows can be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, on Amazon Music, and just search for Stevie B Recorded Version Shows. I want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you want to become a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco, from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. The three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Stay tuned.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Troy Marables of Made New Acapella in Louisville, Kentucky. And you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Been a long time, been a long time. Okay. I see Mary, I see Martha.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master.
A cappella gospel music.
Stevie B's.
Stevie B's
monthly triple
spin.
Stevie B's.
Stevie B's
monthly triple
spin.
Well, I want to walk with them, talk with them, live my life with them, pray and I pray and leave for Jesus, so give my all and I'm full of praise and I'm full of praise.
I know
to keep my focus higher.
I know
it makes me want for nothing.
I know
I tell you there is one thing that I know.
That's why
I walk with them,
troubled times surround me. Jesus is there in my times of need. Oh yeah,
in my time of need,
courage he has given to face this world that I live in. No more boundaries. Jesus set me free.
Save me, Lord.
Save me, Lord.
Cause I need you.
TVB's monthly triple
spin.
I'm Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California, and I'm listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
Hey, this is Dwayne Pugh from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
It's your favorite DJ, Stevie B, the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. Stevie B's Old 100s. CBB's Old 100s. CBB's Old 100s.
Lord, show me the way. If it's your will, Lord, show. Show me
the way, been burning, burning down. And sometimes your so-called friends seem like they can't be found. Say, Lord, I'm down here.
Down here, Lord.
And I need your
and
power.
I need and your power.
Please now.
Guide me with your angel there.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
Hey, this is Melissa Lancaster with the singing group Durant.
Hey, what up, guys? This is Melody Daly.
This is Monte Cuba.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie.
This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Torres.
This is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to...
And you're listening.
And you're listening to...
And you are listening.
You are listening to Stevie B.
Stevie B.
Stevie B.
And you're listening to...
Stevie B.
Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
Acapella Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
Acapella Music Blast.
From Diesel Records, giving a shout out to my main man Stevie B. And every Friday night we get down just like this. Acapella gospel music blast.
It's Friday night and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio. We're gonna pray tonight. If you get to me.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
I love doing comedy. I was doing a show in Hermosa Beach at the Comedy Magic Club, right? I leave and I'm walking to my car and it's getting a little cold, a little dark outside. So I'm thinking, let me hurry up to get to where I need to be. So I start jogging. Then this white lady with her little jogging outfit on came around the corner about 20 feet in front of me. We jogging in the same direction now. Then she looked back. She started jogging faster. So I look back too. I didn't see anything back there. If a white person is scared of it, Michael Jr. is scared of it too. So I started jogging faster. After she looked back again, she took off in full stride. This time, I didn't even look back. I also kicked in the gears. I could have easily passed her up. I'm thinking, no, I can't just leave this defenseless lady out here by herself. Whoever back there going to get her. So I yelled up to her, is that as fast as you can run? I gotta run too, I'm Michael Jr.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Taking you back to the old school. Stevie B, the Blaster Master
of Acapella Gospel Music.
I can't help but smile. Times I can't help but sing. Times I can't help but shout. I know that I just can't help it. I got a crazy name. Listen, there was a man a long time ago at the gate called Beautiful. He was laid there begging for alms. He'd been crippled since the day he was born. So when they healed his body, you see, they just couldn't hold his peace. He started running through the devil, but give God his praise. I believe I can hear him say, I can't help but run. I couldn't walk yesterday, so excuse me while I jump and shout. And when I think of how he brought me out, I know I may seem a bit emotional. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I just can't help it. I got a crazy name. I don't know about you, my friends, or a situation that you have been in. How we made a way out of no pain, how we turned your night to day. Over when I think of all he's done for me, I just can't hold my peace. I ain't worried about nobody else. Sometimes I can't help myself, my hands are clapping. Yes, they do. Times you know my feet start moving, my head starts shaking, and my hands start waving. And times the tears start streaming from my eyes. Sorry, I just can't help it. God, praise your name. I don't mean to offend you, but you once said the doctor told us no. Now I'm standing here 12 years later with an 11 and a 6-year-old. It's just that you weren't there when I lost my job and my bills were due. And from out of nowhere, God stepped in. I know he brought us through. And brother, you weren't there when Jesus set me free. And when I think about his grace, something gets all over me. And I just can't hold my peace. Taste is just like fire set up in my bones. When I think about his goodness, I just can't hold y'all. You know God gave heaven's best. I'm out there on Calvary. I know that I can never repay, so I'm gonna give him every part of me. So my eyes said, let me thank him for letting me see a brand new day. You think somebody big can get out of bed this morning? You know you wanna give God the praise. And then my hands said, let me thank you. Let me bless his name. You may look at me funny, but no, I'm not ashamed. See my feet said, don't look at me crazy. Come on and walk them out in my shoes. Before you make it out that back door, brother, you be shouting too. Tell the Lord he's been so good.
There is none like him for me, for me. Give him his Jesus, my soul needs saving. Give him his grace, and I'll be amazing. Give him his mercy, let them both follow me all of my days.
Had I known then what I know right now, I would have made some major changes back then. A foolish heart allowed silly things that causes so much pain. But if you keep on living, you'll have some regret. Don't keep killing yourself, just move on to
Hey, this is Dorian Paul.
This is East Sage with Straight Company.
You're listening to Stevie B.
You're listening to Stevie B.
And you're listening to Stevie B, the Master Blast. Go ahead, on.
Four. Three.
Hey, family, what a master.
Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament a cappella, and you're listening to Stevie B's a cappella music blast.
With you is where I wanna be.
Stevie B's a cappella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
ooh, the morning prayer, ooh, I think it up with pen, got a melody, ooh, tell him how much I care, ooh, there it is, continuous praise upon my lips, ooh, mere words cannot explain, but ooh, no, now y'all can hear it, ooh, magnificent, omnipotent, gracious, shown up, amazing, no words are strong enough, no superlative is good enough, with tears all in my eye, I recognize, he don't mind if I call him boss.
Shout it to the world that I love you. You can see Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music.